This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2303, How to Build Self-Care Habits That Stick, by Veronica Tugaleva of veronica.org. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, the guy reading blogs to you every single day of the year, including April Fool's Day. Don't worry, no pranks this time. I think the first or second year of this show, I pretended like the show was ending, but that's just mean. So with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. How to Build Self-Care Habits That Stick, by Veronica Tugaleva of veronica.org. Quote, good habits once established are just as hard to break as bad habits, and bad habits are easier to abandon today than tomorrow. Lucas Remerswall. I cannot tell you how many emails I receive that say, I understand what I need to do, but how? There is this frustrating stage between knowledge and practice called change that most people fear, misunderstand, and make up excuses for avoiding. Without change, knowledge is simply hearsay. Without walking the walk, talking will never be enough. To help you get some direction, I've rounded up 7 powerful, important tips that I both practice and preach. Please take these tips as guideposts rather than commands. Find a way to make them fit that feels comfortable, like slipping the right puzzle piece into the perfect spot. Without further ado, some guidance on building habits that honor, respect, and fulfill you. Number 1, don't do things you hate. This seems obvious, but there is a reason I put this one first. Every single client I have ever had who hated exercise simply hated the kind of exercise she or he was doing. Every person I've met who claims to hate people has simply been interacting with people who were critical, disrespectful, and even abusive. Each self-care habit you engage in must be customized especially for you. And the first step is to stop imposing upon yourself routines and activities that make you feel like you're dying inside. Number 2, find out what you love. This also seems obvious, and there's also a reason why I put it second. I have firsthand and third-person experience this, if it's good for you, it feels bad mindset we've been conditioned into. This belief system helps sell more diet and exercise products. That's why 9 out of 10 diet and exercise plans fail within the first year. When you're not doing what you love, you lose determination. And when you lose determination, you're back to square one and ready to buy more products. Get out of the consumer mindset and into the love mindset. Find healthy food that you love to cook and love to eat. Find a way to move your body that genuinely feels good. Find a way to make money that serves your talents and serves the world. Don't settle for anything less than raw, pulsating passion. Number 3, recover from expert addiction. There's a curious and toxic trend in our society to trust outside sources of advice and approval more than we trust our own selves. If you want to build lifetime habits, the only approval you need is your own. If you do take advice from experts, take it as a suggestion. Pick through it, find what feels authentic and helpful, and discard the rest. Do not allow your path to be dictated by others. Find your own way. You are your own expert. Number 4, develop a daily self-care routine. Speak kindly to yourself every day. Move your body every day. Connect with your spirit every day. Eat mindfully every day. It is much easier to do something every single day than to do it 3 times a week or 5 times a week. When you do something every single day, you easily develop a habit. That goes for exercise just as much as it does for watching television. When a good habit is formed, you'll feel the same urges to do it as you'd feel for a bad habit. Number 5, play within your routine. Commit to the structure of the routine while allowing yourself to play within it. If you try to impose a rigid structure with rigid activities, you will soon feel suffocated. If you try to play with structure and play with activities, you will get off track. In order to feel free as well as fulfilled, you must allow for structure as well as play in your habits. Allow for your routine to have a basic structure, like every day I will work out, cook, read, and meditate. And allow yourself to play with the activities within that structure, like from day to day, I allow myself to change what I do for exercise, what I eat, where I meditate, etc. Number 6, wake up to love. The first hour after awakening is the best time of the day to build your mindset. You have a perfect opportunity to fill your mind with thoughts of love, compassion, and peace. After practicing this for only a short while, you'll find yourself waking up to automatic thoughts of love, compassion, and peace. Don't underestimate the power of starting off on the right foot. And number 7, relax. Remember that the feeling of peace awaits each time you let go. The purpose of caring for yourself is to do it in a way that is graceful, flowing, and kind to yourself. If you begin to get stressed, find a way to relax. If meditating is difficult, do a guided meditation or find some other way to loosen your thoughts, like painting or playing music. If intense activity seems unfathomable, go for a walk or do some light stretching. If you're feeling unmotivated, watch an inspiring talk or talk to a friend who understands. Remember that building your mindset and your relationship with your body, mind, and spirit is something you'll be doing for the rest of your life. There's nowhere to climb to or any finish line to reach. Allow yourself to enjoy it and be grateful for the opportunity. Life is an opportunity. And of course, again and always, combine these tips in a way that feels right to you. You just listened to the post titled, How to Build Self-Care Habits That Stick by Veronica Tugaleva of veronica.org. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, that should do it for another Friday edition of Optimal Living Daily. Have a happy start to your weekend if you're listening in real time, and a happy start to your month of April. And I'll catch you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.